This is the K2IIT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. Meeting here usually every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock for an informal chat about anything from ham radio. Whatever else is going on in our lives here. You don't have to be a member to check in, but all you have to do is just be interested in the group. Tonight we have space meeting, so this is going to be a little bit of an informal impromptu session. So if we have any K2IIT members that have just left the meeting, let's open the floor. That's WAD. K2IIT.
Good evening, Roby. WA2AXZ with the K2IIT group. This is W2FBR. Good evening. How was the meeting?
Yeah, it's a good group of people there. There's about 16 of the guys. One of the fellows brought in a digital control radio thing that he built. Everything is operated via a computer. Interesting little beast there. We're going to get more paperwork on it.
Yeah, you're about three-quarters broken up there, Wolby. Something radio control, I didn't get what that was. So you're not quite making it yet.
I'm in the truck right now on Coney Island Avenue. I'm not at the home QTA, so if you want to just pick it up for a little bit, if anybody is out there, it'll be amazing because pretty much everybody was at the meeting. Dad?
Okay, you came in a little better that time. I had planned to join you guys there. I was partaking in a little special move today. So if you're going to be around tonight at home, Roby, I'll call on the house phone if it's not an inconvenience. If that's all right with you, Roby.
And I was just curious if you heard about the little fun we had at Westchester Yard today, Dad.
Yes, I'll be on it on Sunday. Give you a call. I want to give you a call on some of those details. But for the general populace, we'll be picking up the passengers at 57th Street, 7th Avenue on the PMT at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. So if anybody would like to join us or feels like spending $40 on a ticket or however much they cost, be there at 10, for the 10 o'clock pickup, 57th Street, 7th Avenue on the PMT, Broadway subway. Well, the only thing I heard today, Lobie, was I was listening on the yard frequency, and I heard the Westchester Yard signal maintainer say something about smoke in Westchester Yard. So you'll have to wait if that must have been around 2 or 3 hours. everything I got on that was took out the yard. That was it. I'll tell you what I'll do, Lobie. I'll, since I'm actually able to make the repeater, assistant MC here, if that's all right with you and Kate, check in. This is the K2IRT New York City Transit Authority Amateur Radio Group, which meets every Thursday night here at 8 o'clock in the p.m. My name is Steve, W2FBR, and my location is Steensburg, New Jersey, in the Bayshore area, right across the water from Coney Island. So I'm going to grab my my crayon and a piece of paper, and if anyone would like to check in, please do so now. Go ahead.
Connected.
connected. C2IRP.
Auxiliary 3 offline.
Alright, the Bronx receiver is up. Go ahead, guys.
Okay, thank you, Rich. Lobby, try it again. I think Rich has got the auxiliary receiver up. Try it again.
This is WSQAAZ on Kings Highway in Nostrand Avenue. Kings and Nostrand in Brooklyn there. Hopefully the signal is getting through. I'm about 12 blocks away from the home, QDH.
It's amazing what an extra receiver will do. Alright, you're making it okay now, Lobi. A little mobile flutter, but that's normal. You're sounding alright.
Steve, as I said before, a truck foreman was driving a forklift, and he drove the forklift right into the cable riser to the main line and the flyover tracks. And he blew up the cables and himself, and it shut down the whole yard for hours.
Holy cow. Jeez, that's awful. When did that happen? This morning, or was it around the time period I heard that the signal foreman talking about smoke in the yard?
It was about 2:30, 3 o'clock, just as they were starting to make the moves out of the yard for the rush hour.
Well, he couldn't have timed it any better than that. Gee whiz, that's terrible. Is the guy okay? He didn't, did he get seriously injured at all, or what was the outcome?
I think the outcome is he may not be a foreman after a while. We'll have to see what happens. They took him down for a drug and alcohol test and the usual medicals, but he really mangled the rush hour, put a nail in its coffin. You got the K2IRT group.
Wow. That's awful. Well, you know what? A shower screwed up or not, the main thing is that as long as nobody got hurt, that's the main thing. If the only people that get hurt is the fact that they're going to get home late tonight for multiple ABDs out there on the main line, then that's not so bad. But I can imagine they must be, I think they're going to be suffering fallout from that for hours, because the east side is always a mess. It's going to take them hours to straighten that out.
We got WA2NFC and the K2IRT group. Yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess switching operation at the pump control center. But we got it down. Nobody else got hurt, thankfully, and they put the fire out. And now the guys are getting up to time to fix it. And I'm sure it's going to be a meeting about this tomorrow morning in the president's office. A lot of finger pointing.
Frequency here when you get home and settled in, and I'll give you a call on your landline over there. When you get settled in, fill you in on some particulars.
Greg Massey, who's one of our representatives there, is going to have an antenna party at his house on the 26th. and Trumpeter's house is about a half a mile away from W1AW, but we're getting a special invite to visit the ARL headquarters and work on the antenna at the same time.
Oh, that's pretty slick. What, the 25th of this month?
Saturday 26, I'm told. I'm going to have to check the, I'm going to have to check the calendar to see. All right, listen, I just pulled up to the driveway. Give me about 5 minutes or so to get things squared away, and I'll call you from the GTH. That's WA2ASV to the K2IRD group.
Okay, so good enough, Lobby. I'll be standing by here on frequency. WA2AXZ with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR standing by. Check into the K2IRT group, please call now. This is W2FBR.
Alpha 2, Alpha X 3, Zulu for the K2IRT group.
We got W2FBR standing by.
Steve, I'm back at the home QTH, plugging in all my antennas and plugs. No, I never leave the house with anything connected. I want a French fry this night, Icon 756.
Yeah, it seems that the good thing is you did that, because Charlie doesn't seem to have a very good luck when it comes to avoiding lightning strikes.
He's gone through a couple of rigs, TV sets, telephone, yeah, the normal stuff when it takes a hit.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, what a day, though. The guys were up there, and originally they saw a couple of breakers open in the yard coming out. The next phone call we got was from train master telling us there's a fire and smoke coming out of a power relay room. You know, when we hear that, our heart sinks to the floor. And I'm just happy it wasn't fire and smoke from the breaker house, but from this guy that clipped the cables with the forklift. I wonder what's left of the forklift. It's got to be an interesting set of pictures when I get back to mine.
Yeah, that must have been one heck of a mess. I'll bet if I turned on the IRT road frequency right now, they're probably still trying to sort that mess out. Wow, unbelievable. Well, it'll be interesting to see, both in pictures and in report, what the final outcome or what actually led up to all this, besides just running into the riser, and what the outcome is going to be. Like I said, as long as the guy didn't get injured, it could have been a lot worse.
Definitely, without a doubt.
That's the big thing that we always worry about is
It just takes some fool to make a wrong connection or chop the wrong cable and to blow himself up. They have no idea the limitless amount of power that's in those cables. You know, they say it's only the third rail, but depending on how many rectifiers are on the line, we've already recorded overloads in the rectifiers that our machines put out 100,000 amps at 650 volts each. When you get a good fault, and you're a lightning bolt. We'll see what happens. I said this earlier, I hope the guy had rubber underwear when he hit the cable there. He definitely was going to need it. Again, this is the K2IRT group. We're going to have just the informal session tonight. We had our face-to-face meeting at the control center, just wrapping up on all the fun we had with people today, trying to figure out what we're going to do next. Now, if anyone wants to join us, Steve, looks like it's just going to be you and me. The gang is probably still in the subway doing their thing. So, what are you going to give me a call on the house phone?
Yeah, either that, the cell phone, whichever is more convenient for you. I've got you in the address book.
Yeah, use the house phone, the 718-376 number.
Okay, no problem. I'll give you a blast over there. 72AXZ with the case. You are.
The radio on in case something doesn't go through. That's WA2AG for the K2IRT group.